The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. It's the 25th of July. We have lost July. 7:05 in the morning, and news, the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam and Sue are here. And I was just working on the morale of the troops.
Is that what that was?
That's get in here. You're going to be in the next song. I just said, you know how you get songs running through your head?
Yeah.
Well, I had the whole score of the Sound of Music running through my head. So I'm thinking is starting with that, and I'm going to go through the whole repertoire of songs, but I need help. So you're going to come in here on the IM 16 going on 17 because you're pretty close to that. And Sue's going to sing the Mother Superior's part of Climb Every Mountain. And, you know, somebody's out there listening. You want to, you know, you can call in. We can call in and y'all can be in the chorus or just come in and just take the song you like. Edelweiss, Edelweiss. Sue's in there saying, I don't know any of the words. Who cares?
I haven't even been awake for a whole hour.
Yeah, well, it's time to wake up, Bubba. So, okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday, what's going on this week? We got a lot of things going on. We heard Anne-Marie tell us everything that's going on this week yesterday. In our community calendar, and that's a regular part, and Siskiyou Insurance is sponsoring that, which is cool, Curtis Meyer. Now, what's the weather like? I mean, are you ready for that? I've given you time.
I am ready. We have a high of 100 today and a low of 70 tonight, with today being our highest for this week.
Yeah.
Looking forward throughout the rest of the week, we're going to be in the mid to high 90s and the mid to high 60s for our lows.
Cool.
So,
well, today or this week is the last games for the Colt 45s. I've got to scare up some tickets so we can go and see this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the boys of summer ending this weekend. It's been a great season.
It has.
And we've gone through our own trials and tribulations with this. All of our broadcasting equipment was stolen out of our announcer's car after a car wreck. Get that. He gets slammed into and he gets a concussion, and so he missed the game that way, but then somebody just took his stuff. You know, I was in a car wreck once, and it pretty much smashed up the car. And after I recovered enough to walk down there, I just wanted to do is get, it was an MGB, and my sports car. And the, I was 19? There was no doubt that I was going to get killed in it, but I was lucky. The shifting knob that you have, I just wanted it because it made of wood and somebody had given it to me and somebody had stolen it.
That's mean.
Yeah.
It's really mean.
But I found out who did it. Oh, yeah, I saw him do that. So, my head all bandaged up. I went over and said, "Do you have that?" And, "Oh yeah." I figured it was total. So he gave it back to me. Whatever ended up with that? Yeah. Who knows? I probably threw it away in the next year.
Yeah.
Anyway. Somebody just breaks into a car, just takes his stuff. I mean, what are they going to do with it? How can you even hawk it?
Yeah. I've never been in a wreck or an accident.
Really? Well, good. I hope you never are.
I've
been in several.
Great driving record.
Well, it changes in a micro instance. And a lot of times it's not.
I'm probably jinxing myself. I'm probably going to get
be knocking on wood right now. Yeah. Especially with your new car.
That's true.
Tell us about your new car.
I've actually, so
Or have we given up on this?
No.
Okay,
so two or three years ago, I had a neighbor who passed away. And shortly before he passed away, he gave me a 1992 Daihatsu Rocky that was just on a salvage title.
Okay, now, that's not enough. The Daihatsu Rocket?
Rocky. Yeah.
Is the clone of the
Suzuki Samurai, essentially.
Which I owned. I owned one of those.
It's an awesome car.
Yeah.
So if anyone knows anything about the old Japanese trucks, you know that the fuel system is absolutely terrible. So I spent all day yesterday. I dropped the tank. I drained the tank. The tank was rusted. So I had, like, on the inside. So I pressure washed it and put some methanol in it. Changed the fuel filter, fuel pump. Anyways, I'm working on it right now. I know that I can get it running because I've gotten it running before just by changing the fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually putting the work in. I might have to change the fuel lines, but we'll get there. Yeah, my goal.
How do you pressure wash a tank out? I mean, just a little opening, right?
Well, the weird thing with the Japanese trucks is they actually have like four or five tubes that come off of the tank. But essentially, you know, you have your big tube.
Yeah.
You can get the head in and you can work it around and pressure wash it.
Pressure on. A lot of stuff come out.
Oh, my. Yeah. It was like splattering out of it onto me. It's all like 30-year-old fuel. It's disgusting. It stinks.
Okay, so this is not the whole story. Okay, so you get it running, and you got to paint it, or are you?
I'll paint it. I'm going to paint it probably like, because it wasn't an accident. I want to paint it like, I think, a forest green. My ultimate goal is to turn it to like an overlander.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
I remember those.
Yeah, so I want to take it out on like some BLM land and just like camp out of the back of it.
Yeah. And your girlfriend?
Yeah.
She's playing a part in this?
Yeah, she's going to. So it has a soft top. You can't find the soft top for it anywhere. So
I guess not.
So she's going to sew me one. She's going to take the dimensions and sew me one.
Yeah.
I don't even know how.
Out of what? Sateen or some kind of spandex?
Get some kind of waterproof material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does she have the, can she do it on like a regular sewing machine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to see this.
I'm so excited. I'm going to take all the seats out and put a bed liner in.
Tell the other thing. It's air conditioned.
Yeah, it's air conditioned and it has a working heater. And it works.
Does the air conditioning work?
Yeah.
A 1992 that's been sitting someplace for a long time.
Quite a while, yeah.
And the air conditioning works.
No muffler, though. That bit's rusted.
That shouldn't stop you.
No.
Yeah. Except for the sparks that come out. Can it pass? Yeah.
Can it pass smog? Probably not. Okay, but we'll get there.
What do you do if you have a car like this? Because it's going to be an off-road, but you have to drive there. And it's not
smog.
Flip
a coin. You just flip a coin. If you get a ticket for driving it every couple of years, you'll save more money than the registration fees that you have to pay. Yearly.
But you're not going to register it.
Well, no, if it doesn't pass smog, you can't.
Oh, you can't register it.
No. So, but, I mean, it just depends, right? Because, like, my grandpa's a mechanic, so he'll be like, we're going to look at it. He'll be like, yeah, this will pass smog. And then
But they can't pull you over for registration anymore.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the deal, is that you can't just pull people over because they have an expired registration just to pull them over for that.
Yeah.
Now, if they pull you over for something else, like you've got parts falling off your car, and then they notice that there's a
expired registration.
Yeah. So the way you handle that is, no, I'm not going to tell you how to handle that because that's just totally illegal.
On break.
You know, it probably wouldn't work anyway, so. Hey, Red Rancheria's Trinity Health Center's first annual health fair. Everybody's invited. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursday, July the 27th, which is 2 days from today, at 81 Arbuckle Court, which is their which is the area up there at the Tribal Health Center, which is a beautiful place. Learn about your health with local vendors, health and wellness representatives, get your screenings done, and so much more. It's a free event for all ages and perfect for the entire family. Health screenings at no cost, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For more information, contact Holly at 530-623-0021. Or holly.malloy at Ready Rancheria -nnn-gov. Anyway, so that's going to be, it's a free event up there. And then the Ready Rancheria is going to have theirs right downtown, or right at the Ready Rancheria Community Center on August 2nd. Same things. But contact Tim Rodriguez at 530-953-0019. So health screenings at no cost from Ready Rancheria. All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, cats and dogs on display now through September 4th, featuring immersive and interactive exhibits, games, and activities all about cats and dogs. Learn about the science and culture behind our domesticated furry friends, great for all ages. And don't miss Turtle Bay's summer animal shows, outdoor playgrounds, gardens, and more, all at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Presented in memoriam by the family of Shell Bambauer. Cats and Dogs, the exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of July, 7:20 in the morning. It's going to be 100 degrees today. Hey, I neglected to say that all of our weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business that provides just outstanding service to their customers. They love their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans for other people there that use their services. And like I said, they are just great people, the Kenny family. Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793 is how you reach them. We were talking about your car and all that. Now, have you heard about the film Barbie and Oppenheimer?
I want to see Oppenheimer.
They're called Oppenheimer. Thank you. They're called Barbenheimers.
Yeah.
They've combined them, and this has gone berserker. And there's a guy that did an article. He's from Hollywood and all that, about the right take on entertainment. So make a conservative. Five lessons from this. First of all, what's Barbie about? I mean, you've seen commercials for like 3 months, right?
Yeah.
What's it about?
I have no idea.
That's it. Nobody knows. And from the commercials, you have no idea what it's about. And so it's, they put up numbers like, let me see, Barbie made $155 million stateside. Jeez. Oppenheimer made $80 million. And by the way, Sound of Freedom made $20 million over the weekend, too. Still.
Wow.
Sound of Freedom. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That thing is a huge success. And Hollywood can be slow to learn from mistakes. So they don't see any Top Gun Maverick clones or studio executives scrambling to make another, you know, a kind of a Sound of Freedom film.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. However, if you remember the that baseball film, Field of Dreams,
mm-hmm.
and they said it, build it and they will come. Well, that's what they did. So it's not in a movie, it's an event. And if you look at all these, I saw people I know, people that are, you know, 50s and 60s, wearing pink, going to this film, Barbie. And they have no idea what it's about. It's just an event. And that's the way they've done it. People saw beautiful stars, colorful sets, and it knew it was all tied into an iconic toy brand. Voila. A massive opening weekend. Now, Oppenheimer. You called it Oppenheimer, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the guy's last name. I have no idea.
I know it. I wasn't there. Well, wait a minute, was I? No, I wasn't there when all this happened. But this came out in a different way. And Chris Nolan is the one that did this film. And he's done a couple of – he does about every 2 or 3 years, and he makes the movie an event. Now, do you remember the commercials for Oppenheimer?
No.
It's just him.
Yeah.
It's just him.
Yeah.
And then if you watch the trailer, then you go, whoa, this is pretty mm-hmm. serious stuff. I mean, these are the guys that discovered the
atomic bomb.
Project. Ended the
Secret Cities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And out there at White Sands, but also in this small town in New Mexico
mm-hmm.
up past Santa Fe, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. But there's more PhDs per capita than any other place in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just a little town. Now, he, you know, so this story. But people are doing this. They're having a Barbenheimer weekend or even the same day. They'll go to see Barbie.
Yeah. My girlfriend wants me to do Barbie.
And then go over there and see Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Or some of them do it the opposite way. But, oh, no, this is the event. So the film, I guess, from Barbie has a lot of woke stuff in it. But people don't know.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that. Because all they see is Ken and Barbie.
Well, I think what's nice is, like, culturally, yeah. I mean, there's all this conversation about how, like, movie theaters are, like, a failing business.
Oh, this thing was, like, pre-COVID.
Well,
yeah.
It's like, it's almost like Hollywood has not gotten the hint that people don't really care about the rerun movies anymore. And
no,
I hate it. I hate it.
Sequels.
Yeah, no, I can't stand it.
Or they take an old movie like West Side Story, okay, which arguably has to be one of the best movies ever made.
Oh, yeah.
And then they remade it, and nobody cares.
No.
And it's like Footloose with Kevin Bacon. I mean, it was a one of a kind, and then they tried to remake it, and it just wasn't there.
It's like Star Wars was so good when it came out in, like, the 80s, right?
It was 70s. 70s.
Was it
early?
70s, 80s, right. Yeah. Star Wars was so good. And they were like, oh,
the
my God,
three.
Star Wars is so good. Let's make a bunch of new Star Wars.
And
it's like,
did.
No, make something new that has, like, build your own cult following. I don't know. They're just, it's nice and refreshing to see something new, I think.
You know, the modern film trailer reveals way too much. Watch any given teaser and you'll know the heroes, the villains, and the movie's biggest laugh.
Yeah.
Some trailers will all but explain the story's arc from start to finish. I hate that too.
Me too.
Or they take the very best parts out of it. And then when you go see it, you realize you've already seen the very best parts in the trailer, which is all 2 minutes long. The Barbie teasers shared little about the plot. They hid the movie's, themes, but also the story. Also, the story's basic beats. Who wouldn't want to see what the real Barbie was all about? And so, made a huge amount of money.
Probably.
I don't know if I'll see Barbie. Probably not.
I want to see Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I want to see that one.
My girlfriend wants to do Barbenheimer. So
she wants to do them both the same day.
Yeah. If you watch Oppenheimer first, then you can just fall asleep during Barbie. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can go to sleep because she'll be nailing you with her elbow going, don't sleep. Oh, you missed this part. On a somewhat of a more serious note, the Wonder Fire we've got has reached, this was as of last night, had reached 80 acres heading toward Lake Shasta in that direction. They've shut down, they had it last night, it shut down Wonderland Boulevard at Fondale Road. It was closed to northbound traffic. That was last night. And the off-ramps to Bridge Bay Marina are closed. So that's our first larger fire. But they're trying to get a circle around it.
Last I heard they had 5% containment?
Yeah, 5% containment. That's what they still have. So fire season started.
It's here. I'm going to be heading up to Mount Shasta in a few days, so we're going to see if I can get up there or get back.
You mean climb Mount Shasta?
No, like Mount Shasta City. I'm going to backpack up there.
Oh.
But
yeah. Oh, no, that's a beautiful area up there.
Well, I know, but I-5 could get closed if the fire gets too big.
Mm.
I could just go through McLeod.
You know, they take these fires, you know, I shouldn't say they never take all fires seriously, but obviously the car fire they didn't take seriously.
No.
Obviously, so many lawsuits flowing over that one. Not at the people that started it. The people that started it, you know, it was an accident, and they tried to get help. Everybody was trying to get help. And there's all these types of rumors. Like, there's a guy there with a bulldozer and had work fires that was coming up and supposedly was getting ready to go do it, you know, go try and put a, you know, something around it, and he was stopped by the forest people. Now, is that a urban myth? I don't know, because it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
But still, they let that thing get out of instead of hitting it right then. and all the disaster. We went through those statistics yesterday. I didn't even know all.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised about how many houses had burned and all this, and lost lives there. But then Paradise happened right after that, and
yeah.
It kind of overshadowed what had happened here in the extent that we had all this damage, all this loss. But then the Paradise fire,
with
88 people dying, and Ron Howard did a documentary on it.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever saw it.
I didn't.
I think it was called Paradise. And it showed how it was in the canyons there,
yeah.
And how it came down and swooping down.
Yeah.
And the people that were kind of trapped in the town, but you could hear the propane tanks exploding.
Yeah.
You know, one by one. And then here they all are at a gas station, and there's big propane tanks there. Yeah. People running down this road, and their shoes were melting.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank's been around for 16 years, almost 17 now. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, and it is a local bank, locally owned, local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 in Anderson. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. And they have a show on our station on the second Wednesday of each month. Last Wednesday, they brought in Ted Bambino from a fencing company. And I've known Ted for a couple of years from the Redding Rodeo Association. Just the nicest guy you'd ever meet. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that's firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Bye, bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Back to the Pie Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 25th, Tuesday, the 25th of July, 7:35 in the morning. It's about, 70 degrees out there already. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The Four Winds Jewelry is locally owned, locally operated. Just a great, great source for all your jewelry needs there. And they even have a watchmaker that can repair all the watches. The only watchmaker repairman anywhere around here is at Four Winds Jewelry. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have, like I said, a great selection of jewelry. And the very fair prices, and they're good people, and locally owned, locally operated. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Today, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is meeting, and they're going to consider passing a resolution in support of the Second Amendment. And this is the second time the resolution has come up. Last time, Kevin Cry, Supervisor Cry, didn't vote for it. He said he wanted to get more information on how this could come back on him personally, on legal risk. And the new version of the resolution is up today. And we'll see what happens, if it gets passed or not. The resolution, I don't know if it has any teeth to it. They're going to discuss the board's format for public comment, including the idea of holding a special meeting just for public comment. It's there's potential cost of adding meetings. It doesn't mention whether the board may consider changes to the current format for a public comment. I think part of it is, from listening to Supervisor Jones and others, is that the idea is that sometimes they're in there for 9-10 hours. And it's taking members of the county staff are in there, so having to pay them for that, which they would be paying them anyway, but then what impact does that have when it goes into overtime and all these? So a new way of doing it, so that maybe getting all the business done at the beginning and then opening it up for public comment, as opposed to having, 3 hours on one subject. Who knows? We'll see today. They're going to receive a presentation from the County Administrative Office and the DA about the Zog fire settlements. And the spending plan for those funds was approved in December, and the item is going to be discussed due to the board's request to do so. Receive a presentation regarding public health services provided by the Health and Human Services Agency on the impact on rural areas and the mobile clinic out of the Health and Human Services. And a report by Urban Planner from design firm Urban 3 on the county development pattern, fiscal, economic, and vehicle miles traveled analysis. Okay, now, why could this be important? It's because as more and more electric cars come in, there are going to be less and less gas taxes, which means they're going to go to then probably start taxing you on the miles you've driven, which means they're going to put little devices, transponders in your car or truck so they can track how many miles you've done. And, of course, it won't track where you've been.
Yeah.
No, it would never do that. It would just count the number of miles that you that you've been driving, which opens here's an idea for you for a second business.
Mm-hmm.
Is something that you go into the transponder and you fix it so it only records every fifth mile.
Smart.
There you go. Oh, you don't think that's going to happen? So
it looks like we have a little bit of an update on the Wonderfire.
Okay.
Not confirmed. 100 acres. It grew from 80 to 100 overnight, and it's okay. At 10% containment.
Okay, good. There's nothing. There's no buildings or anything in its way where the way it's heading now, from what I understand.
No, it sounds like evacuation warnings remain in place. Railways remain closed in areas where they're closed. I don't know what that means.
Well, it means the railways.
Oh, like the rail.
Yeah, railroad.
Oh, yeah. Because it goes
closed.
Like right through there.
Yeah.
But not confirmed.
But that's the railroads real happy about that.
If it only grew to 100 acres from 80, that's not bad.
No, they're fighting it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to surround it and everything. So I don't understand why they're just not hitting it with, you know, with plane load after plane load.
Yeah.
Or maybe they are. Maybe that's why they can keep it like that.
At least we have a cooler week.
Oh, yeah. And it's cold. It's cooler at
it's
night.
It's cooler
that
at night.
That helps.
Yeah.
Next thing the county's going to do is consider approving an amendment to the existing contract to redesign county buildings for use as additional jail space. If approved, the item would add services and increase max compensation by an additional 50%. The staff report says there will be no fiscal impact, though it's unclear how that could be true, because the maximum compensation for the project would increase from around $1 million to around $1.5 million. And the other thing is consider approving a project spending related to the Secure Rural Schools Act, which provides assistance to rural counties affected by declining timber harvest on federal lands. These Title III funds may be used to carry out FireWise community activities or wildfire protection plans, provide or expand across to broadband telecommunication services and such. Good. It seems like there's like three things on here they could agree on. The Second Amendment resolution is going to be interesting. Does it have any teeth? Can Shasta County, again, what happens if Shasta County comes out and says, yes, we can, we're saying is that you can carry openly. What's that do?
The state would never let that happen.
The state then makes another law.
Yeah.
There was a school district that said, we don't want to teach these social study books down here. It doesn't meet our school district's, levels for being, should be taught in class.
Yeah.
And Governor Newsom made a specific point and said, fine, then we're going to sue you all for like $1.5 million. We're going to, it was just like a horrendous thing. And so the school board relented, went back, said, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and now see, here's something where the local community says this doesn't meet, this doesn't pass the sniff test.
Yeah.
Just as Shasta County has done on things. This doesn't pass the sniff test, and we want to, this is the way we're going to do it. Well, then the state turns around and passes laws specifically making it impossible for you to do it. So, one more time, our state's leaning in on us.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm not saying every idea that comes out of the Board of Supervisors is either.
It's scary because, like, on a small scale, right? Like the democracies exist so that people can have a voice,
And
so, like, where you have a voice most is in your local system,
community. That's right.
And just because your values in your local community don't align with the overall values of, like, your state, like, for a state to step in and say, like, no, you have to fall in line with what we're doing, is, like,
it's ridiculous.
It's scary.
Well,
it's scary because they're taking away your voice,
Yeah, they are. They're taking away your voice. They're saying is they passed that thing that says if there's a recall, the governor the governor is the one that names the person that goes in there all the way down to school boards that will take, you know, that will take that position. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Is it strictly because Shasta County recalled Leonard Modi? And, you know, so now there's another recall going, and the people there, well, he doesn't do it. Well, yeah, he does do it. He's done it before. He hasn't done it in a couple other cases, but he has done it before.
Yeah.
And to say that it won't happen, you can't say that. And to say that, okay, we wrote him a letter saying stay out of our business. Well, okay, but the Shasta County is on the scope down there. And we have been for a long time because we're kind of the center of this, of these 12 counties up here that says, you know, that everybody, you know, we're a Republican. We are a red sector of the state.
Yeah.
And, I mean, whether you like it or not, it's just the way it's been.
It is.
It used to be a blue sector.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a strong union area back here. Until they started changing things like Spotted Owl.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told this one writer for this magazine, I said, because he asked me about that. Well, what was the change? I said, the people didn't change at all. People didn't change. Democratic Party changed as far as they were concerned. That's why they switched. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This is the time of the year to take a look at your insurance plans and maybe your financial plans. Is your retirement plan solid with inflation and the things going on that way? Is your 401k good? And what about the investments? We'll give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441, and you can have a free review and evaluation of your plans. Maybe it needs some tweaking. Maybe it's good. Well, they'll tell you that. But maybe it does need tweaking. Maybe you're living longer than you thought you ever would, which is good. But is your money going to be there at the end? If it's not, that's bad. So have somebody from Judy Maxwell's office or Judy herself take a look at your plans. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And, again, her number is 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
HJ, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 25th of July. Liam, you've let it go. I've been talking to you ever since last September, and you continually, we lost control in October.
We did.
I think.
We did.
We lost control. 25th of July.
It's insane.
7:51 in the morning, 71 degrees out there right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. You do it all, they do it local. They've got it all. Small equipment that you can work on your property, the large equipment you can work on much larger jobs. They have it all. They're it's locally owned, locally operated. A fine young couple owns that. And I know some of their employees, and they're telling me it's a great place to work. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. You know what? Clear that land. If you've got property, if I had 2 or 3 acres and it had trees and brush on it, tell me I wouldn't be down there at NorCal Tractor and Equipment getting myself, I don't know, a mini tractor that you can just, you know, push stuff around. Oh, yeah. Hey, let's go to the phone. Stones, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Just a couple of quick corrections. We live in a constitutional republic with a democratic style of voting process. Okay, this is not a democracy.
We're not a democracy.
And then also, the recall law changed last year. It said it took away the voter's choice in a local recall. excuse me. However, it said replacements will be filled according to law. So the school boards are still allowed to appoint a vacancy. It's in the education code. The board of supervisors, they're appointed by the governor in a 10-year-old law that says the governor shall appoint board of supervisor vacancies. So just to be specific on that.
Okay.
But
the problem out in Gateway is they couldn't agree on it, so that's why they're having a special election.
Sure, but right, but just to be specific with how the law actually reads.
Okay.
And then you know, so you already mentioned today the Zog Fire settlement on the agenda today. Maybe you can ask Stephanie Bridget Carl next time she's on
tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Why on earth is Children's Legacy Center getting $7 million of the $50 million wildfire settlement fund? I would like to know what part of wildfire fighting or rehabilitation or in recovery that the Children's Legacy Center was part of, where it justifies them getting $7 million out of $50 million. Gee, by the way, did you know Stephanie Bridges is on the board of Children's Legacy
Center? I know that. That's a good question. What was your planning? How did you decide on who got what?
Well, I hope she's honest about it, because there's other, non-governmental entities in the settlement. Bella Vista Farms, well, they do animal housing and rescue, okay? So they're involved in wildfire efforts by housing
Haven
animals.
Humane?
Same with Haven. So there's other non-governmental on this list, but they actually participate in wildfire recovery and response and all that. And, again, my question is, how on earth is Children's Legacy Center involved, especially to the tune of $7 million? Sorry, Carl, it smells.
Well, we'll ask, and we'll see.
I would appreciate that.
Okay,
and,
real quickly, I want you to.
Second Amendment today.
I want you. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Have you seen the new one?
I have. I have a little bit of concerns with a couple of the amendments, which I will bring up today.
What impact would this have? What's this? What impact would it have if they passed it?
Well, we only have a few minutes, but
yeah, you're right. Okay. Tomorrow, Stones, give me a call about around 8 o'clock, because I don't have a guest then at 8. I've got the DA.
Well, if it passes today, I will definitely give you a jingle tomorrow.
Okay.
If it does not pass, there's really no reason to call.
Yeah, there's no reason to. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, they did a poll about what's most important to Iowa Republicans in deciding choice for nomination. And I think this could be this poll could go clear across the United States on this. And the most important reason for choosing a nominee is economic issues. 41% of the people, and this is Iowa, but still I think this is falling home on a lot of people. Economic issues, inflation, taxes, the cost of everything is the number one issue. Immigration comes second, then social issues comes, well, immigration and social issues are tied at 15%. Foreign policy and defense, 12%. Populist issues, 9%. So the economy is huge to everybody as itself. We have a multitude of uncertainties that the United States is facing. Growing lawless society, crime is out of control, border issue, energy reserves down 40%. It's at an all-time low that we're facing. Labor unrest, strikes could shut down UPS. All of these. Okay, Dolores, you get a minute, because then we have to leave.
Okay, sure. I'll try to make it quick. What's going to be on the Board of Supervisors regarding Stephanie Bridget and the Children's Lives, what is it called? It actually would be a conflict of interest for Stephanie Bridget to vote on this, because she does sit on the board. So that's something to think about. It is a conflict of interest. In the past that I know, I sat in some of these boards before when I was a councilwoman. Mr. Dick Dickerson tried to do the same thing, and he wanted to take a position under the youth violence prevention to get when he was a council member. And they tried to vote him for him to take over the youth violence prevention. I asked, well, do you get paid for it? And he said, yes. I said, well, you can't do that because it's a conflict of interest. And I said that in front of all the high public officials. And the only person who actually responded to me and said, yes, she's right, it was Mr. Chief of Police, Mr. Hansen. So, this is the stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So, people need to be aware. It is a conflict of interest for Mrs. Stephanie Bridget for them to...
We'll see you tomorrow. She's on the show tomorrow, and I'll ask her these.
Sales.
All right. Thank you. We got to run. one of our listeners wrote in this. She said yesterday they were hitting the fire with plane after plane after plane, but she hasn't seen them today. Okay. Maybe it's because they are getting their arms around it. So 10% contained. We're talking about the Wonder Fire now out off of Fondale, out that way, burning toward it's on the east side of I-5, and it's burning toward Shasta Lake. No buildings or homes or anything out in that direction. Okay, let's take a break from the news, and we come back. We're going to have Haven Humane with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There is a legal battle shaping up between the Biden administration and the Republican governor of Texas.
The Justice Department is suing Governor Greg Abbott over a floating barrier that the state placed on the Rio Grande to stop migrants from entering the U.S. The lawsuit asks a court to force Texas to remove the barrier, citing humanitarian and environmental concerns. Abbott sent President Biden a letter that defended his state's right to install the barrier and wrote, "Texas will see you in court, Mr. President." Greg Clugston, Washington.
A central figure in the Hunter Biden case expected to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. The Justice Department has cleared U.S. Attorney David Weiss to appear before the panel, and he may do so either in September or sometime in October. The Fed expected to raise interest rates again tomorrow, but some analysts are wondering if it will be the final increase in this fight against inflation.
There's new optimism that the Fed can pull off a so-called soft landing, curbing inflation without causing the deep recession that had been feared over the past year. Wednesday's expected increase would be the 11th, but economists at Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank are lowering their odds of it triggering a recession. Inflation numbers have been coming down, and consumers are seeing drops in prices for used cars, furniture, appliances, and clothing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Consumer confidence, as measured by the Conference Board, has shot to the highest level in 2 years this month as inflationary pressures continue to ease and the American economy continues showing resilience in the face of higher interest rates. Israeli doctors staging a nationwide walkout, protesting a judicial reform plan that limits the power of Israel's Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 11 points, the Nasdaq trading 51 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Fresh concerns about the safety of one of Europe's largest nuclear power plants, located right in the middle of the Ukraine war zone.
The UN's nuclear watchdog has said its staff at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant have reported seeing anti-personnel mines around the site. International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said the mines flouted IAEA safety standards. Grossi added that the presence of mines located between the site's internal and external perimeter barriers increased psychological pressure on plant staff. Nevertheless, Grossi confirmed that if any of the mines exploded, it should not affect the site's nuclear safety and security systems. I'm Karen Chama.
China's communist ruler sending a mid-level official to North Korea, the visit in hopes of restoring exchanges between the two allies. News and analysis at townhall.com. Questions persist after a woman's dramatic abduction hoax was exposed.
Authorities in Alabama say that a woman has confessed to fabricating a story that she was kidnapped after stopping to check on a toddler that she said she saw walking on the side of the interstate. Carly Russell said in a statement through her attorneys that there was no kidnapping and apologized to everyone who tried to help, asking for forgiveness and prayers. The revelation comes 5 days after police cast doubt on Russell's story. Russell told an elaborate tell of her abduction and escape, but video and cell phone data did not match her version of events. It's possible that Russell could face charges. Police say they are still trying to determine where she was in those 2 days she was gone. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
One of California's oldest newspapers, the Santa Barbara News Press, has ceased publication, its owner declaring the 150-year-old newspaper bankrupt. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I'm here, Carl Bott. Linda Bott's on, well, she's never here on Tuesday, so it's her day off. And today is the 25th of July. We've already discussed how we've let July get away from us, just like we did June. In May, well, in all the months. It's 8:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm, and it's National
Wine and Cheese Day.
Woo!
Yeah.
Have you ever used the term, "Hey, here's some cheese to go with your wine"? Yeah.
Is that a term?
Somebody's whinging or something.
I didn't know there's a term.
Oh yeah. You know, somebody's whining about something. You don't want to come around and whine about
it.
And then you can go, hey, Carl, here's some cheese to go with your wine. You, try it on your girlfriend. Okay.
That would go over so well.
Well, we don't know that. Maybe she would see the humor in it.
You're right.
Or? Is that a slight sound of terror I heard in that laugh right there?
Of course not.
Of course not. Shouldn't be terrorized by the person you're with.
I'm not.
I know. She is a very sweet girl and
true.
Beautiful.
Oh, I think so.
I think so, too. Okay. What's the weather? Well, answer that, and then we'll come back for the weather. Phone's ringing already. So I'm here with Haven Humane, and it's Mandy Hoblin. Does anybody say goblin?
Definitely.
We're adjusting here. And Mandy, is this your first time? And you're here with Haven Humane.
It is my first time.
Where's Mark?
You know, he's a little tied up this week at Camp Love a Pet.
Oh, that's right. Camp Love a Pet's going, and his favorite time of the year.
It is.
I hear this, and Mark and I are friends, and we go out and have breakfast every, you know, once a month he comes in here. And I hear about Camp Love a Pet and how much it means to him and to the animals and to the kids. The big thing is how much the kids get out of it.
Yeah, he loves the impact it has on the kids. He loves spending the time with the kids and teaching them.
Okay. Before we start, Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. This doesn't have anything to do with your guests, and I apologize, but I was listening to a news thing this morning on the schools, and then when you started talking about Shasta County and the measures, I wanted to call and maybe put a bug in your ear and see if you couldn't maybe ask supervisors next time you hear them or talk to them, or maybe you know. Have you heard about the Chino Hills School District and how the governor has...
Yeah, down in Temecula.
Right.
Has yeah.
Forced them.
Yeah, I talked about that a little bit earlier.
Okay. I want to know, Carl, if we've got those books in our schools.
I have no idea. That's a good question.
And if we do, if we've edited them at all or what the plan is. You know, I mean, I really don't like a any, whether it was a governor or a president, you know, threatening and using the office to decide what local communities think is best
for
teaching their kids.
He absolutely did. He said, I'll sue you for, I don't know, $15 million or $1.5 million or something. Here's the thing about it, just the cost of a lawsuit itself. Not only if he wins, then they have to pay the cost of his lawyers and all that. Even though it's state lawyers, I don't know why you would do that. No, I agree. I agree 100% is that, you know, local control, these people weren't saying that you need to take out, you know, the theory of relativity or, you know, or establish science facts or these kind of things. They just didn't like the way it was being presented. So, no, I agree 100%. But that's a good question. You know, has anybody looked at the – well, that's up to the school board, so, Robert.
Well,
it's totally
up
to
the
school boards.
But apparently the governor thinks it's up to him.
Well, you're right. It's another example of the government coming down and hammering local authority. And people don't realize that he could, you know, theoretically, he could say what's being taught in every school. I have a feeling though, if it was a county in LA saying they didn't want to have something, or they wanted to have something, he wouldn't have the same response as he does to a small school district in Temecula, California.
Yep. No. Hey, thanks, Carl. Thanks for your
No, it does. It's bothersome. Mm-hmm. It really is. It just goes. It just adds on to that pile of rocks. Thanks, Robert. I have a pile of rocks. I have a scale, right? Reasons for staying here in California, you know, it's a balance.
It is.
And when I first moved here, it was way over, I mean, for staying here and loving this place and all that. But over the years, there's been more rocks put in there, and it's coming up close. And it's getting close to being balanced now. It's still leaning over because I live in Redding, and it's a great place. We have places like Hayden Humane and all these other, right? But I tell you what, another four or five big rocks come in there, then you got to really think. And for some people, that balance went over a long time ago, and they're leaving. So anyway, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're here with Hayden Humane, a great organization, and Mandy Hovland, who has been put into place. She's the development director. And we're going to talk about all the things that are going on there. But I tell you what we're going to do. Are you in there, buddy? I can't see you because of the Liam. Okay, let's just take a quick break, and then we can get back into this. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He does workers' compensation, but I tell you what, workers' compensation, when you hear that, you know, a lot of people, you know, I pay that every month. Hayden Humane pays it. Everybody's got a business pays it. But what happens if you're not getting treatment for an injury you suffered at work? Well, that's where Patrick Gorman comes in. If it's been denied the treatments have gone out or they delayed things and you can't get the treatments, the doctor says, give them a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Yeah, that's right. It's a free consultation. In some cases, he'll say, you know, it's going just the way it's supposed to. Yes, it's taking some time, but it's going the way it is. A lot of times employers want their people back because they're friends. They've been with them a long time, but it's the insurance companies. Get somebody who understands how it's supposed to work and who can get you the help that you need. You need somebody that's going to fight for you. And let me tell you, that's Patrick Gorman. Again, give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And we'll be right back.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl Hunderbott. It's the 25th of July, 8:16 in the morning, and 72 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. Not as bad as it's been, but in the rest of the week it's going to be even cooler than that. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, car, truck, or bike, check out the rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And we're here with one of our favorite organizations is Haven Humane, and Mandy Hoplin, who is the development director, is here. Mark's out with the Camp Love a Pet, and which is one of his favorite times. I guess it's really probably one of your favorite times out there.
Is that right? We love seeing the kids on the campus. Yeah.
Okay, so where do you want to go? Okay, we talked about Camp Love a Pet. This is the second session.
It is, and it's our final week. So yeah. Saturday is graduation, and we have a number of dogs that are still adoptable. And the really cool thing about the adoptables is that they've got this extra training. They've gone out on field trips. Like, we really understand their personalities. They're ready for homes. And we're posting information about each one of the adoptable dogs on our Facebook page. So there's a little video that the kids are doing.
Uh-huh.
And today, actually, the post is Kelso. Kelso is a 2.5-year-old black and white husky mix. He is adorable, full of personality. He's being taught by 10 to 15-year-old campers. And what we know is that he's super easy to walk with. He is a loose leash walker. And he's been taught to sit, lay down, all of those things, but also some tricks like the army crawl and how to spin. And so the kids will actually show what he knows at graduation on Saturday. So if you have time, come join us on Saturday morning. It starts at 9 o'clock.
He's a friendly dog.
Yes.
He likes to swim.
Yeah, we took him out to Turtle Bay, and on a long leash, he got to go out and swim, and he had a blast. Happy is a word that I would describe him as.
He's a pretty dog, I tell you that. And he's been there for 154 days.
He has. He's ready for a new home.
Isn't it funny how you'll see some dogs that'll just be snatched up right away?
Yeah.
And you see others that are just really good dogs, and he's young still. He's like 2.5, so he's got all that puppy stuff out, but he's still somebody would be, or a dog that would be fit into a family with kids or anything.
Yep, kids, other pets. He gets along with everybody.
Yeah. Well, good.
So he's ready for adoption. So come adopt him now, and then you can take him home on Saturday.
Bissell
Foundation.
Bissell Foundation, is that still in effect?
It is, until the 30th of this month.
Until the 30th. So you can pick up Kelso for $10 or whatever the licensing fee is. Everything else, he's been neutered, chipped, trained.
Yep.
I mean, what else do you want?
You couldn't get anything better.
That's right. He walks on a loose leash, too. That means you can go down the... walk down the trails with it, and he'll stay next to you.
And on the field trips, he will walk on loose leash. He won't pull and go towards other dogs or other people. He's really
great.
Behaved. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got some adoption events?
Yeah, outreach and adoption events. Boy, we are busy. So one of the things we love doing is being in the community with different events. So we've got a number of them coming up, and they're sponsored by our presenting sponsor, John Pohlmeier, and Stacy Pohlmeier at Edward Jones, as well as our Power Pup sponsor, Walner Plumbing. So the first up is Cork for Cause. It's at Mosley Family Sellers. They're actually doing this for a number of nonprofits. You can visit them anytime between August 4th and the 20th, downtown here on Pine Street.
That's right.
And if you purchase bottles or cases of wine while you're there and mention Haven Humane Society, they will donate 50% of your purchase to Haven. That's huge.
Great. That is huge.
Huge.
That's huge.
Yeah, the Mosleys have been just really wonderful.
The Mosley
support.
Family is just a great family.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really sweethearts.
Yeah.
They're. And their kids are making impacts in town and all that.
Yeah.
So they're a valuable addition to our community. That's part of the they're part of the weight on the good side.
Yes.
People like the Mosleys.
I would agree.
And things like that. Haven Humane. Those are things that keep you here.
Yeah.
Okay. Zumba Bash.
Zumba Bash. Have you ever done Zumba?
No, but the idea of seeing Mark in his spandex out there, I'm all for that, just watching him Zumba.
Yeah. He won't do it, you know. But he will be there to welcome everyone. And so Zumba, just the thought of it, Zumba Bash
that
is...
That purple spandex suit he wears, outfit he wears when he's out there leading people in Zumba. You know what? It's worth the price of admission just to go and watch that.
It is, yeah.
Now, okay.
All right.
I don't know if he'll really be doing that, so.
He won't.
Okay. Good.
It is.
That's probably good.
It is an event that is an annual event. This is the 10th year. It's put on by Anderson Family Fitness, led by Jennifer Lozoya at Anderson Family Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing. They work really hard to get donations for baskets, put the whole event together. Put all of the choreographed dances together. They pull all the decorations, everything together, and then they donate 100% of their proceeds to Haven. It's amazing what they do for Haven. And so right now we're selling tickets on our website. So all you have to do is go to our website under Ways to Give and Upcoming Events. It will click you right through to purchase. Or you can stop by Anderson Family Fitness and purchase in person.
There you go. And they give it all?
100%. Yeah.
Well, that's super.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we've got, something coming up in August at Country Bowl.
Yeah, Barkin' Bowl. It's the perfect.
Who comes up with these names?
The development department.
Oh, well, that's you. Your face is red.
Yeah.
Bark and bowl.
Yeah.
For the perfect pause.
Yeah.
Actually, it's
me and Amanda Key. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that one is on August 27th. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's from 2 to 4. It's a great time to get out of the heat and celebrate the pups, have fun. We'll have music. We will not have dogs at that event, so shelter dogs, but we'll have music and games. We'll have a raffle, so there'll be lots of stuff going on.
Okay. That should be fun.
Yeah.
I like to bowl.
Everybody loves bowling.
Yeah, everybody
the tickets
loves
are
bowling.
On sale on our website as well. So just purchase. You can purchase as an individual. We'll put you on a team, or you can buy a team of six. You save $5 a person if you buy six at once.
Okay. All right. Now, you're going to be back at Mosley Cellars again.
Yeah, but we're going to be there in person. So on Friday, September 8th, from 5 to 7 p.m., we will have shelter dogs, music, raffle, games, lots of fun. And we're just going to be hanging out there, saying hello to everybody, getting lots of love for our shelter dogs. And whatever you purchase from a bottle or a case perspective while you're at that event, again, the Mosleys are donating 50% of your purchase to Haven.
Wow.
Again, huge, huge.
Who is the dog father?
The dog father has a hot dog cart here in Reading. He's downtown, not far from the Mosley Family Cellars tasting room, and he has gourmet sausages. And I haven't personally had one of his sausages yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I love the street vendors.
Yeah.
So the dog father.
The dog father.
Gourmet sausages will be available there, too. You can buy those.
Yeah.
Plus, you can drink your wine with your
wine
and have a gourmet sausage.
That's right.
What wine goes with gourmet sausages?
Everything goes with sausage.
Everything
it's like
goes
bacon.
With
it's like bacon.
Well, no, bacon's different. Bacon's in its own class. But, yeah. Well, that ought to be a lot of fun, too. So, they're located at... Where are they located? I know they're on... Oh, they're at 1448
Pine Street,
corner of Pine and Butte.
That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. I know exactly where that is.
And they have a little outdoor area with grass. We're going to have set up games there. We have ladder golf and cornhole. It's going to be fun.
Cornhole and what's the other one?
Ladder golf.
What's that?
Oh, it's these two ends that have various levels on them, and you throw golf balls that are on a string. There's one on each side. You throw it, and you try and get it on the top and get the most points. And so you play to 21, and whoever wins ladder golf.
Okay.
Super fun.
Okay.
You should Google it.
I will. I've never heard. Of course, my entry to cornhole was when I moved here to Reading. But I've seen it, but it was never called that in other places I've lived. I think it's just, and now there's national cornhole tournaments, college, college teams. I would hate to think so, but probably they do. There's probably scholarships for guys and girls that can play cornhole.
We have a custom cornhole set that will be up for sale in the silent auction at Barkwine and Brew.
Ooh.
It's super cool. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that right after we get back from these messages. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. They're one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. They're one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, one of the highest rated hospitals by the LeapFrog Association, which rates all hospitals across the United States. They have high marks there. They're the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? It means it's high definition 3D, and it means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. See, healing starts here. We'll be right back with Haven Humane.
A Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The top priority of our elected officials should be addressing crime and homelessness in our county. Instead, Supervisor Kevin Cry has prioritized canceling voting machines, thus costing our county millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. We are stunned. This is why we recall Cry. Shasta County District 1, let's take our county back. As early as March, we elect a fiscal conservative that prioritizes our family's safety. Go to recallkevincry.org, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 25th, 8:31 in the morning, about 72, 73 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And this place is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Don't go in there thinking you're going to get a flip. Or, you know, they can do some things. I think I saw on the, they can do a line, whatever that is. You know what that is?
No, yeah. I don't know anything
about
hair.
It's a line.
Hair.
It's kind of a line in here. Flat tops, all those kind of neat things. But it's a better known business. It's locally owned, locally run. It is the, it's been there for decades. And what can I say about it? They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can give them a call, which I'm doing today, and setting up a haircut. You know, I walk in, get my haircut, and walk out. Or I can just hang around if I want to, which I do sometimes if I want to hide. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Okay, we're here with Haven Humane, and that's what we're talking about now, is Haven Humane. And all the thing, neat things that are happening, and we've got to talk about Bark Wine and Brew in October.
15th annual. How many have you been to?
almost all, well, 15th. I've probably been to 10 or 12 of them.
It's an annual event. It's like a big Halloween party, but it's a live and silent auction. It's a gala.
It's
dinner, drinks. We have amazing silent and live auction items. We are still seeking donations for items, whether it's services or items themselves. We are totally open to anybody donating just about anything, just about. And we also have sponsor tables available. So if you want to sponsor a table, it starts at $650, and it goes up from there depending on the level of marketing. So let's talk about that for a minute. So it is about helping the animals and raising money for them.
Of course it
is. But we love to give back to our small business community as well. And so we do a ton of marketing to our amazing base of followers. We've been in, around this area serving the community for over 70 years. So we have a ton of followers.
I did not know that. That has not come up one time that I can remember how long you all have been here. Has it always been called Haven Humane?
I don't know.
But
I think
it's
has.
It's been this, my gosh.
I'm not old enough to know that.
Well, I go back 15 years, and that's all I know is Haven Humane.
Yeah.
Of course, 15 years in Reading is like a second, when it gets down to
it. So if you're open to donations, or if you want to sponsor a table and really touch base and build your brand with our base of followers, give the development department a call, me or Amanda, at 241-5262. We would love to talk to you about
it. So you could have things like fence. We're going to, we'll do, come out, take a look at your property, and maybe get so much off.
Sure.
For the first,
absolutely.
First 50 feet of fence might be, part of that.
That's right. We had a painting company that donated up to $500 off of a home painting, a house painting. So last year we auctioned that off. That was a great deal. So,
It is. If you've looked at how much it costs to paint nowadays.
Yeah. So
I'm learning how to use a sprayer.
You are.
Yeah, Skip's teaching me how to use a sprayer.
Yeah.
Which is good for outside stuff. So I'm thinking about using a sprayer to do we have grape stakes.
Right.
Is how to spray those with some kind of preservative and puts a new color on.
Protecting from the sun.
Those are just and I remember it from last year. Just great things. Plus the cakes.
Oh yeah, the desserts. Oh,
the desserts
yourself.
Are themed.
Yes.
And the one when they had the aliens on that. Oh my gosh, it was. It was extraordinary.
Well, brace
what people
yourself.
Did.
Because there's a theme again this year.
Yeah.
It's Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
So guess what those desserts are going to look like. By the way, it's October 7th. It's the first Saturday in October. And the tickets are on sale on our website.
It sells out. So
it does.
Please, if you really want to go to this, and you have a good time, you have just a great time.
It's a big party.
Big party. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess
here's a chance to get rid of that vehicle.
Yeah.
That extra one. Liam, if you had not, are you there? Nope, Liam's not there. Liam's out of the area there. If you have an old car, motorhome, boat, horse trailer, camping trailer, anything, motorcycle. You can donate it.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that work?
I know firsthand because I donated a car this year. And so part of it was I wanted to know what the process was. The other part was I had a car that couldn't be registered in the state of California.
How come?
Well, it needed an, that's it. Yep.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah. So, it wasn't worth the amount to get it smog ready. So I donated it.
But the car ran fine, right?
Ran fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So all I did was I reached out to Cars, who's our business partner for vehicle donations. They asked a number of questions like the VIN number, what shape it's in, does it have any damage, does it run, like all of those things. And then they set up a time with me to have a tow truck company, a local tow truck company, come and pick it up at my house. As soon as that car was off the road and on that tow truck, they were then responsible for it. So insurance-wise, whatever, they take it to a facility and they refurbish it. They get it ready to go up to auction. They auction it off, and 80% of those proceeds come back to Haven.
Wow. That's
it's
great.
Huge.
That's
it's a great. Big program for
And it
us.
Doesn't have to run.
No, it doesn't.
And it just has to be a vehicle with a VIN number and not stolen.
That's right. So under Ways to Give on our website, there's vehicle donation page. You can get there off that page, or you can call 855-500-7433. Super easy process. By the way, they give you a tax deductible receipt that day. Once it's sold, they send you an updated receipt.
So you can deduct that from your taxes, 100%. Too, for whatever they sell it for, right?
Yes.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
So if they sell it for $2,000, you get that's your $2,000 off your taxes.
That's right.
That's your donation. I don't know if it's the whole amount, but it's something like that.
Right, yeah.
Because there's a car that's been parked behind our offices here for, 2 weeks now. And I can see the VIN number.
Oh.
And I was thinking about, donating this for
Haven
Humane. Yeah, but I'm sure they'd have a real problem with that. It's really a nice car. It's just been parked there a long time.
One idea, though, is if you have a fleet of vehicles, trucks, whatever, and you're swapping out your fleet and you need to get rid of that, the old fleet.
Because you can't smog them.
That's right.
Or they're over 15 years old.
That's right.
And they won't register them.
Donate them.
Donate them.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a single car. It could be a fleet of cars.
Yeah. That's a way of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. The kitten nursery.
Do you know it's kitten season?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have 36 kittens in the weaning room and 25 toddlers in the toddler area. We saved almost 300 kittens last year in the kitten nursery. Wow. It is it's an amazing nursery. It's run 24/7 by a very small staff and almost all volunteers.
Right.
And they take very good care of those kittens.
Do they have to be fed? Kittens have to be fed every hour, 2 hours,
Every
2 hours.
Yeah.
So somebody walks in there with a bottle and just starts feeding them.
That's right. Yep.
Wow.
So we do have supplies that we need for the kitten nursery. We have a wish list on Amazon as well as on Chewy.com. So if you're interested and you want to help out.
So if I go to Chewy.com and I put in Haven Humane.
That's right.
It'll take me to your site and it'll say this is what we need.
These are our wish list. Yeah.
And so then say I buy it. And I put my $100 into that and buy a bunch of stuff. And then they send it to you.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can also get there through a link
deduction
on our website.
Too. That's a deduction, too.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can go directly to your website.
That's right.
Okay.
And link right to Chewy from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's probably easier.
We also have some super cool video that we did at the beginning of kitten season at the end of March, early April. And we take a tour through the kitten nursery. So if you haven't ever been to the kitten nursery, you want to check it out, see what we're all about, go to our YouTube channel.
No, this is why I can't do that. The only saving grace on this for me is that Linda is allergic to dogs and cats. I mean, she hives up. Except unless it's a, what do they call them, a hypoallergenic animal. So that was our last dog. And so that's what we have to kind of look for. But she loves them. And she goes over and pets them. And then she has to go run out and wash her hands.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face. No. Uh-huh. And because I've been watching reels on Facebook. Who doesn't watch that, right? And the cats on these things are,
adorable.
They are.
Yeah.
We
have those adorable ones on our YouTube channel, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Just Haven Humane Society on our YouTube channel. Check it out.
All right.
So we have adoptable cats and dogs as well. So right now we've got 58 adoptable cats and 64 adoptable dogs in our adoption center. So if you're looking to add the perfect pet, give us a call. We also have 80 dogs currently in foster care, which is an amazing program that our community does. If you are interested in fostering and helping us out, it gets them out of the kennel. It gets an open kennel for the next one to come in. So it's a huge help for Haven, for any shelter.
Now, you do cats and dogs for this. And contact Reed at 241-1653 and say, hey, I'd like to foster a dog or a cat. Then you come down there and pick it up.
Yep.
And bring it home.
Provide all the supplies you need. If they have medication, food, whatever
everything.
You need, we send all of that with the.
And what you're doing really is you're socializing them, and you've got an animal around your house. And then how long do they keep them? Usually, a couple weeks, month?
Probably, well, it depends. So if it's a newborn, yeah. they keep them for a longer period of yeah. time. If it is an older dog, mm-hmm. if it's an older dog or a dog that is adoptable, they'll mm-hmm. take them on a weekly basis to PetSmart so that hopefully we can get them adopted. And so okay. they stay there.
So there's some homework there.
Yeah.
So you take them to PetSmart.
Yeah. And then the cats, once they're old enough and they can be spayed and neutered, they come back to our adoption center, and then they're put in one of the cages so that they can be viewed and hopefully adopted right away.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to have a dog or cat around your house for a month, you could probably do that.
That's right.
And then take off for a couple months and then bring one back
That's
in.
That's right. No obligation to adopt.
No obligation.
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, the vet, you have a vet on
we
duty.
We do. Dr. Kristen Campbell. She's amazing. Her staff is amazing, too. And we offer so many wonderful things for the community. We have a walk-in clinic on Wednesdays.
Vaccine clinic.
Yep, a walk-in vaccine clinic. And it was in the afternoon, but with the heat, we've moved it for this time of year from 8 to 10 in the morning. So all you have to do is get to the vet hospital by 7:15-ish and get in line for the
Because you can only take so many of them, right?
There's no limit.
Mean, that day, but it only goes to 10 o'clock. So if you right. get there at 8:30, there could be a long line.
There could be.
So be there early.
Yeah.
And if it's a cat, they've got to be in a cage.
Absolutely.
Another example of partiality run by Haven Humane, because dogs don't have to be in cages.
No.
But it's a good idea to put a cat in a cage. It just is. If you can get them into the cage.
Yeah.
And I have a way of doing that. It's called a burrito. So I wrap them up in a towel and stuff them in the cage, and then they get loose. A burrito. You like that?
Yeah. Sounds like a good feral fiesta thing to do.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And speaking of feral fiesta.
We have Feral Fiesta Day. We started it a few months ago. It is the last Thursday of every single month. So we spay and neuter up to 50 feral cats. And historically, we've had a two-cat limit per person. There is no limit per person.
Okay.
You just have to get there by 7:15 and pick up the same day by 4.
Now, we have in our neighborhood now 4, maybe 5 cats kind of wander around. And they may belong to somebody, but they wander around. And we'll have 2 of them in our backyard, 1 at any time. Just kind of laying on the chaise lounge, kind of hanging out. I'm just fighting Linda, don't put any food, don't do anything like that, because they don't need it. They just kind of kick. And they've gotten to the point now, I used to, if I knocked on the window, they'd get up and run. Now, I knock on the window, they wave at me. and then you say, I'm not kidding you. There's no fear. And they wander around, and I walk out in the morning, and one of them's laying there on the chair with the padded cushion, just right there in our courtyard as I walk out the door. It just, lays there and gets up grudgingly and doesn't run, just kind of gets up, kind of keeping distance, kind of looking at me. I know as soon as I leap, right back up
Absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely. Not so feral anymore.
But if they are feral and they are bothering in your neighborhood, you can trap them, bring them down on Feral Fiesta Day, and get them neutered, and then you can just bring them back again anyway. Because they'll stay in the neighborhood, fight for their territory, but they can't breed.
Sure. And they certainly help keep the population of rodents down as well.
They do.
They're great hunters.
They
Community
really
cat
are.
Populations are not a bad thing. You just want to make sure that they're spayed or neutered.
Right.
We also have vouchers available.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
So it can cost you, it can cost you nothing.
Right. $0 to $25 a cat.
Yeah. Okay. Which is better than it used to be.
Yeah. And you get your voucher the day that you drop your cat off.
Cool.
So.
Got it.
Just come a little early.
We have to take a break. And 8:47 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Welcome back to our last segment here of our grueling 2 hours we've had this morning. Today, of course, is the 25th. Tomorrow, we have on the DA, Stephanie Bridget, will join us at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock will be kind of open line after that, unless I put somebody else in there. The Stones may call us back if they pass the Second Amendment resolution at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors today, which, by the way, starts at 9 o'clock. And then I'm thinking about trying to get the popcorn concession there. You know, it's a big show there. And, you know, go in and sell popcorn and maybe drinks outside in the lobby. I wonder if I could.
I wonder if the dog father will be there.
The dog father. That would be, you know what? He ought to. Because some of these things last for 8-10 hours. I mean, you could have lunch there. You could have it all. Anyway, hey, 8:51 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to 100 degrees today. Not too bad. And I'm here with Haven Humane and Mandy Hoblin, who is the development director. Mark's out at the Camp Love a Pet, which we talked about. It's one of his favorite times. And this is a second session. It'll be over Saturday for graduation.
So sad.
Okay. Mark has a regular Monday show.
Yeah.
Mark's does. Monday mashup. And I told him, hey, you should have asked me. It should be Mark's Menagerie.
Why?
Well, Menagerie. I mean, it's animals. And you get all types of animals
and
down there,
and we do
right?
show animals in his Monday mashup.
I know. So yeah. It should be Menagerie.
We have highlights.
Yeah, Mark's Menagerie.
That's
highlights.
Right.
He says too late. Okay. Now, you got a lot of dogs and cats.
We do, yeah. We launched our YouTube channel last year, and one of the primary reasons is not just to talk about seasonal stuff and what we need at Haven, but it's to get everybody on campus seeing the animals that we have. So we have a ton of animals right now, as I shared earlier, and you guys can help us. So what can you do? You have a whole network of people that you keep in contact with through social media, whether it's YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, whatever it is. Tell people about our animals. Tell people that we've got a really great deal from the Bissell Pet Foundation right now going on until the end of the month. So help us get the word out. We do a lot of it. But if you could take our content, create your own content, do whatever you want, but share it with your network.
There you go. And that can help. And trying to adopt them as fast as we can out there. Two things I want to hit before we run out of time is one is your volunteers.
Our volunteers are amazing. So if volunteering is not just dog walking or cat socialization. We have all kinds of things that we need help with, whether it's with maintenance or in the development department. By the way, we have a volunteer in development that is amazing. Her name is Tina. She has totally redesigned our website, and you can now find lost pets on our website because of her. So you can volunteer in many different ways. If you go to our website under volunteering, there is a list of different job descriptions and help that we need. So just check it out and then click on the information and send us your contact information. We'll give you a call.
There you go. You can volunteer as much or as little as you want.
That's right. Whatever you can do.
There you go. Whatever you do. You go through a class. Yeah, I guess,
for,
right?
For dog walking.
Yeah, for dog walking.
Sponsoring
a kennel. We sponsored a kennel down there. Yeah.
We only have 8 left. You get a gold plaque that goes on a kennel. There's one per kennel.
It's more like a bronze plaque.
That's right. It is bronze.
It's bronze. It's not gold.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because if it was, I'd buy it.
It's
back.
Not gold. It's not real gold for sure. Yeah. So they're $250, and you can either do a memorial for a pet, a family member, or you can do an honor, or you can just put your business name on there if you'd like.
Yeah.
So whatever you'd like to do, it's totally available. There's only 8 left.
And that all the money goes to keeping that kennel clean and sweet smelling.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that I am all for is chipping pets, microchipping.
It gets your pet back to you as fast as possible. It's only $23 at our Wednesday vaccine clinic or $35 any other time. And it gets your pet back to you. It also avoids impound fees. So if we pick up a pet that has a microchip, our animal regulation team takes that pet back to the owner if they're close by, or they'll bring them to the shelter and we call the owner right away to come pick up their pet. It absolutely reunites everyone quickly.
And if you think, oh, I've got an inside dog and we have a yard. Well, one day Snooky followed me out. I didn't know it. And, this has happened a couple of times. The little devil sneaks out.
Yep.
And I went out to the sidewalk, and there she was just trotting down where she, we take her for walks down the street. There she is just trotting down the sidewalk, just sniffing and having a great time. Freedom! Freedom! And, but if they had picked her up, they would have scanned her and called us and brought her back.
That's right. So if you've moved or if you've rehomed your pet or anything like that, just make sure you keep your microchip up to date.
There you go. Okay. Well, you've got a couple more. We've talked about them already, but let's hit the Corks for a Cause.
Corks for a Cause.
Right.
That is a really fun one. So this is Mosley
Family
Sellers.
That's going to be next week.
Yeah. It starts on the 4th. It runs through the 20th. You just go when the tasting room is open. Have an amazing experience in that tasting room. If you haven't been there, it's really amazing there. And then purchase bottles or cases of wine, and 50% of your purchase will be donated to Haven by the Mosley family. Amazing fundraiser. And then on September 8th, which is a Friday, we're going to be at Mosley with shelter dogs, games, and a ton of fun stuff, music, all of that. And 50% of the purchases from that day for bottles and cases of wine will also be donated to Haven.
Okay. Zumba Bash at Anderson Family Fitness is on August 19th. Tickets are on sale now at the website. And Bark and Bowl, August 27th. Well, it's a bowling day from 2 to 4 p.m. at Country Bowl on Bocelli Lane. It costs $25, but proceeds go to Haven Humane.
That's right.
Gosh.
And then Bark, Wine, and Brew, 15th annual. This is the big one for the year. Yeah.
15. Absolutely. You know, it's really great because you get a great, you all put together just a super video. And one year, I mean, it was just touching. And the song was, I can't even remember what the song was. Something about family or something like this. But it was really touching.
Mark probably picked it out.
He is. He's a very sensitive guy. Yeah. He's very sensitive. And it's probably part of his Air Force training where they take sensitivity classes. I'm not sure. But he'll listen to this and he'll be happy.
Hey,
well, thank you.
Can I tell you one thing about Lost Pets?
Oh, sure.
So Lost Pets have always been on our Facebook page. They're still on our Facebook page, but it's hard. You have to scroll and scroll and scroll to try and find them all because there's so much other content that's on our Facebook.
Right.
So we created a page for Lost Pets on our website. Super easy to browse and find your pet. So check it out on our website. It's under Lost Pets.
Well, you know, and the funny thing about it is these are some really good-looking animals. I mean, dogs mainly. But, I mean, they're obviously cared for.
Yeah.
And so when you find them, and you're wondering about the family. You know, are they worried about it? What happened to our dog? Well, here you go. You can find, and then you see every so often posted on Facebook from individuals.
Right.
Yeah. Like a French bulldog here in town was stolen and has been seen in town at various spots.
Oh,
a little Frenchie.
Bad.
Yeah, by some guy. Yeah. And, it's, I don't know if they ever found him, but the description of the guy, pictures of the dog, and he's been seen. Mm-hmm. Dog's been seen. It's almost enough to make Liam. Let's go out on dog rescue mission. Dun 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 dun.
I can try it.
We can
pull
do
it up.
We can find it. We'll find that dog.
Thank you, Carl.
No, thank you very much. Mandy Hobland, Development Director over at Haven Humane Society, and thank you so much for what you all do. Give our best to Mark.